The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I have some breaking news, which is not the greatest way to start the show, but there has been a helicopter crash in the Sinai Desert involving multinational observer force, and 7 people have been killed, including 5 Americans, a French national, a Czech citizen, and an Israeli.
Bro, can I ask you to repeat that? We had a terrible echo that we heard absolutely nothing. So please repeat.
Well, breaking news is there has been a helicopter crash in the Sinai Desert in Egypt. This involves a multinational observer force. It has killed 7 people, which include 5 Americans, a French national, a Czech citizen, and an Israeli. And this is an observer force that was co-founded by Israel in 1979 when we signed the peace deal with Egypt. And it's independent of the United Nations. And, of course, our thoughts, our prayers are with the families and loved ones of all who have perished on board.
Yeah, absolutely tragic. Let's change tunes somewhat and let's talk about Trump's last 70 days and the possibility that he might do something significant.
Well, we are in the last stretch of the Trump administration, and of course it's quite fascinating to see everybody weighing in opinions. There's a fascinating op-ed by the editor-in-chief of the Times of Israel, David Horowitz, in today's edition of the Times of Israel, giving his opinion on how Biden should proceed. And he said, you know, what he should do is follow the medical Hippocratic oath, which is first do no harm. Very, very nuanced and, of course, very balanced by David Horowitz in his magnificent English as only he can write. But we are in the last 70 days, and what can we possibly expect? Well, we are expecting Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the region shortly, especially in Israel. This will be his last attempt to kind of push Iran into a corner. They want to try and control and to combat the Iranian regime from, you know, its hegemonic spread as much as possible. And at the same time, the legacy of Trump in the Middle East, and it has been quite a significant one for Israel if we look at it, you know, from an Israeli perspective. In these remaining days, we are possibly expecting him to push for those last countries who said that they would possibly normalize ties with the Jewish state to do so. We have got the low-hanging fruit, the UAE, Bahrain, and Sudan, but we're hoping to see others, including the Saudis. And, you know, where are the Saudis sitting at the moment? And the Saudis are very, very cautious, very uncertain of what lies ahead with a Biden administration that might not be as favorable to them as the Trump administration was. We also have to look at how the Trump administration also put the Palestinians on notice that they couldn't come in and make these megawatt claims that they have done with the Obama administration, which is why the Palestinians are saying that they're prepared to negotiate, but only where the Obama administration left off. Now, the Trump administration said not so fast. Before you negotiate anything, you have to acknowledge the existence of the State of Israel, which is something that they are loath to do. And you can't come and put these huge demands on the table. So it's going to be quite fascinating to see where the Biden campaign or the Biden administration certainly sits there. The Saudis, for their part, while they support and they are vocal about supporting a Palestinian state, they very much are on the same side as Israel when it comes to dealing with Iran. And they recognize, or at least the king does, Iran as the biggest threat to the region that we have. So we are in for quite a fascinating 70 days, and how we proceed from there is anybody's guess. However, the big priority for the Biden administration is going to be the coronavirus pandemic, how that is dealt with, how we proceed as far as vaccines are concerned, et cetera, et cetera. We might not only get to foreign policy for a while. However, it is of the opinion of many in Washington that Biden is more of a foreign policy person than Barack Obama was. So let's see how we go from there. One thing is for sure is he will be inheriting a Middle East that has changed somewhat since he was vice president.
The Arab media this afternoon is reporting Hassan Nasrallah as saying that the Israelis and Americans will use the last 70 days to take action, military or otherwise, in either the Golan or Lebanon. I don't want to be part of a rumor mill, but it is being reported, and I just thought, what's your take on that?
Well, maybe Hassan Nasrallah has plans that we don't know about that he's just made evident. You know, careful what intelligence you put out there. But, you know, we have no plans to attack anyone, if that's what he is inferring. Our concerns today is we are watching the South. It is the one-year anniversary since Israel eliminated a top Hamas commander. We are in a situation of high alert in the south and have rolled out iron dome batteries. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
That was part of it. That was part of it, but he was giving a different reason for it. But you have given the other reason that makes a whole lot more sense. Pfizer vaccine, is Israel going to acquire it or not?
Certainly are on course to acquire it. We know that Prime Minister Netanyahu has been on the charm offensive with the CEO of Pfizer. He's a Greek Jew. His name is Bourla. And Prime Minister Netanyahu hasn't forgotten to remind him of the great relationship that Israel enjoys with Greece. So no Jewish guilt there. But we do have it on authority from the Prime Minister that we are days away from a deal with Pfizer. Apparently, there was some concern that we weren't at the top of the list, but we are on the offensive. However, as maybe as predictable, Russia have come out and have said, we too have a vaccine, and ours is 92% efficient. So we'll see what happens there. And then other big pharmaceutical company, Moderna, saying that they are expecting to release some news as far as their vaccine is concerned within the next few days. I'm just ecstatic that our conversation is now starting to turn towards vaccines. I think we've all been waiting for this for a while. How that's going to be rolled out. Fascinating to watch the proceedings in the United Kingdom. They are going into lockdown this week, but interesting to see that Matt Hancock, their health minister, has been given the go-ahead to start putting into place their rollout plans, which is quite fascinating. And quite a cute story coming from the Mirror that says the people of the UK say Her Maj must get it first, given her service to her people, which I thought was quite sweet. But Israel debating... Wrong. I am a royalist. No hidden agendas there. I thought that was really, really sweet. But ongoing debate in Israel about whether or not we start opening and shopping malls. I think a lot of us would like to see that happen. And also the possibility of instituting nightly curfews that might go in place. But a big concern at the moment because the area where there are rising coronavirus infection rates are within Arab Israeli communities. So how to manage everything, you know, of course, with a lot of sensitivity, a lot of tact, and making sure that we keep as many people safe as possible. And if you want to stay happy, here's some good news if you're so inclined. But our Justice Minister, Avi Nizamkorn, says Israel is moving towards the legalization of cannabis for recreational use. He hopes to have this within 9 months while balancing liberalism and responsibility. I don't know. Israel, hi. Maybe that's why Israelis are so happy. Who knows?
Could be, could be. Listen, we are going to run out of time, but I just need to tell you about a magnificent picture I saw. It was just so simple and so pure and so moving. It was in the Times of Israel yesterday, and it was of a sweet potato for sale in Dubai. That doesn't sound like much, excepting this time it was an Israeli sweet potato sold under an Israeli flag, talking about however many dirhams it was. And I just thought how absolutely remarkable, Rolene, that Israeli vegetables are for sale in Dubai and out there proudly as Israeli vegetables?
Well, if that's not the sweetest sweet potato we have ever seen, we are extremely proud. And we have it on good authority just before our delegation heads off to the Sudan on Sunday that we will be working with the Sudanese on water and agri-tech. So who knows, maybe more sweet potatoes will be making their way to the Sudan sometime pretty soon.
That's my wish. More and more and more potatoes. Rolene Marks, thank you for your input this week. And you'll be back with me on Monday, I am sure.
Potatoes in tow. I will be there on Monday. Shabbat shalom.